This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. As expected, President Bush's nomination of a staunch conservative, Samuel Alito, for a seat on the Supreme Court has brought strong reactions from advocates on both the right and the left. Many on the right appear to be pleased. They note Judge Alito's conservative views and insistence on adhering to what he says is a strict interpretation of the Constitution. Many on the left appear equally distressed by pretty much the same things. For reaction, we've turned to two representatives of those viewpoints. First, from the right, we have Jay Sekulow. He is chief counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, which is a conservative think tank. Good morning, sir. Mr. Sekulow,
are you
there?
How are you?
Hi, doing fine. Is Judge Alito the conservative that you've been hoping for?
Oh, absolutely. Judge Alito is the kind of nominee that the president has long promised. That is someone with a judicial philosophy similar to Justice Scalia. Justice Thomas. And I'll tell you something else. We've looked at all of his opinions, and across the board, on a range of issues, from federalism to abortion to religious expression in public places, this is a conservative judicial nominee. And I think for those that are advocating on my side, this is exactly the kind of nominee we want. This is going to tilt the court in a more conservative direction. There's no doubt about that.
You don't expect any kind of fight as came with Harriet Myers on the Supreme Court.
Have a unified conservative base here without a doubt.
Nina Totenberg?
Jay, do you think that the conservative movement as a whole is even more comfortable with Alito than they were with Roberts?
John Roberts.
I think in one sense in that, Nina, that his opinions are known. This is someone that's issued a number of opinions on a wide variety of cases over the last 15 years. So his judicial philosophy is a little bit more pronounced than John's. I knew John for a long time, the Chief Justice, but his Sam Alito's judicial philosophy is more pronounced because he also has more opinions. So I think you're going to have none of the issues we had early on with Chief Justice Roberts, which was explaining to the conservative base exactly who John Roberts was, and then as they released documents and more information became available, people were more comfortable. We're not going to have that hurdle here.
John Roberts did not face much of a fight to get confirmed. Is Alito likely to face a fight from Democrats?
I think he's going to have more opposition, you're already seeing that, than John Roberts had. Having said that, I expect that he will be confirmed without any difficulty, but I expect it'll be a real fight here.
Can you give me your analysis? You said you've looked at all of his cases.
Yep.
Key points when it comes to, well, the one issue that a lot of people use is kind of a weather vane on Supreme Court nominees, Roe versus Wade. Where does he stand?
I think he's where Justice Scalia, Justice Thomas, and probably where Justice, the Chief Justice Roberts is. These are not nominees, now judges, that are going to legislate from the bench. I think if you take a look at a couple of the abortion cases coming up, he won't be there in time for the parental notification case, but it is possible that that case is re-argued. I think he's a clear vote. He's already ruled that way in other opinions in the lower courts. You take the partial birth abortion case, which is there now, and I think it's very clear that he carries the kind of clout and judicial philosophy that's going to say Congress was well within its authority to ban partial birth abortion.
Chief Justice Roberts went through his hearings saying that he agreed there was a right to privacy. He didn't speak directly on Roe versus Wade, and also saying that he had great respect for precedents of the court, which some people took to mean including precedents on abortion. Do you think that is where Alito stands as well?
I do. I think he's going to have great respect for precedents, but having said that, exactly what John Roberts said was that that's not the end of the discussion. It's a starting point. It's not the end point. And I think you're going to see more of that kind of analysis coming out. The right to privacy is recognized in various portions of the Constitution, and I think that will be probably what Judge Alito says. But having said that, I think, look, this is a conservative judicial nominee. The president, everybody's using these baseball analogies, and I really hate doing this, but if it was a baseball analogy, this was a grand slam for conservatives. This is exactly the kind of nominee that the entire base has been hoping for.
Mr. Sekulow, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Jay Sekulow is chief counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice. You're listening to special coverage from NPR News. President Bush has named Samuel Alito, a federal appeals court judge, to be his next nominee for the United States Supreme Court.